Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, greetings, everyone, and how are you? Welcome to the Dr. Juul Balancing Show. I'm your host, Dr. Juul, and this show is being brought to you by the Juul Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and the sciences of living on the Juul Network. And I'm just so glad to be back with you another week. And, of course, we always have wonderful information. I tell you, there's just so much coming out on the brain, brain advancement, neurons, neurology. Oh, my goodness. And so, you know, remember us and listen to us every Monday because we will be bringing you what you need to know about that most important tool that you have in the physical body, the brain. It's a sacred, sacred, special, special, wonderful organ, and we're just so pleased to be able to share all we know about it with you. So as usual, hydration is very important, 70% of the brain, okay? Water, the semi-liquid organ, believe it or not. Secondly, you want to use all the sensory modalities, visual, auditory, kinesthetic. So therefore, get your pads and pencils, kinesthetic stimuli. You're listening to me, and obviously you're going to be writing down, seeing what you're writing down, and that's the visual stimulation. So everything will be permanently recorded in the brain. And remember, we're focusing on the prefrontal cortex here. Memory is literally throughout the entire body. Never forget that. So with further ado, let's hear what our sponsors have to say. And we're going to talk about the spring fling with the biological new year coming up, March 21st this year, as well as the new information on becoming awakened. How about that? I'll be right back after this message. Stay tuned.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Juul's Balancing Program. Dr. Juul's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you've always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Juul's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
If you just tuned in, wonderful. You are right on time with your pad, your pencil, your beverage, preferably water, the universal solvent, and let's talk about a few things. Now, so many things have been going on in the realm of the Dr. Juul Balancing Program. We just launched our Dr. Juul Brain Balanced Brain Alliance. the Dr. Jewel Balanced Brain Alliance. And this is an ongoing dissemination of information, events, articles, activities, all kinds of things for individuals who have completed the basic Dr. Jewel Balancing Program. And so what we've noticed over the years, like with myself, you complete the basic program, and you were just kind of off on your way. And there was, at the time when I finished the program almost 20 years ago, an advanced program which I completed. But if I had not opted to join the advanced program, I was just back out in the world. Well, continuous study and observation, I noticed that the new neurons of the brain and the new connections to the neural net were not sustained by being just out in the world. And so my persistent study, research, et cetera, is what kept all of these new neurons and neuronal connections alive and persistently growing. As I invited other people to join the program, of course, they changed their reality. Their levels of stress went down. They were much more confident, much more competent. A lot of things. Health improved tremendously, but still in all, no outside stimuli was going on to them unless they initiated themselves. The, having a balanced brain is one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself, and it is the foundation for you to be able to experience all that this planet, this solar system, this galaxy has to offer. So it's just like learning your alphabet and then finally learning how to read. People that have not balanced their brain literally are galactically illiterate. And I really want you to contemplate that. They are galactically illiterate. That is, that all the things that are going on in their solar system, on their planet, that are going on in this aspect of the galaxy, they literally cannot genuinely participate without high sacrifice. Because the two hemispheres of the brain are not balanced and completely integrated. And so we have people that are interacting, of course, on all these different levels, but either the body is out of balance, the health is real bad, or either they're speaking on things that, you know, very few people can comprehend because that area of the brain isn't balanced. So it's not whole. And, of course, for you to get the best out of everything, balance is the key. Geometry, symmetry is what is necessary. And so for you to be able to interact in the universe and to do that competently without sacrificing your health, without losing your connection to your planet, to those individuals who you're associated with, et cetera, both lobes of the brain have to be connected and communicating. And so here we are. We've balanced the brain, so now the next level is to how do we use a balanced brain, okay? Obviously, our environment doesn't show us how to use the balanced brain because how can a person who doesn't have a balanced brain be able to show you how to use it? They can't. So the Dr. Jewel Brain Balance Alliance is the coming together of those individuals who have finally learned the alphabet of how to be able to be a holistic entity in their own environment, on planet Earth, in our own solar system, in our own galaxy, because now the right and the left hemisphere of the brain are communicating. Once the right and the left hemisphere of the brain are communicating, now you've got to learn how to get around that awesome globe or universe that's in your head. And so how do we move our consciousness around to these different places? I had a gentleman yesterday who has completed our basic program. He attended his first DJBBA, that's the Dr. Jewel Balanced Brain Alliance, teleconference. We meet every week all around the world. And he submitted a question to me and asked, well, now, since my brain is balanced, how do I get around it? And I'm like, very, very excellent question. And guess what? There are simple practices that when employed on a regular basis, just like looking at the geometry every day, it creates, just like we do in our living environment, we create pathways, we create highways, boulevards of neurons, of axons, literally the axons and the dendrites create pathways of neuroconductive tissue that our consciousness literally can ride, walk, take the subway, take the fast train, can fly on these routes throughout the brain to different segments of the brain to activate those areas so that they will elicit through the body the action or the interactions that we want. This is very, very important to know. Yes, so just like you have learned your way from how to get from your house to your job, from the favorite grocery store you like, to the favorite location for entertainment, the streets literally were laid down with that intention. And we do the same thing in the physical body for the brain. And so, therefore, that's what the spring fling is about. The spring fling is about literally putting the body through the exercises, the discipline, that literally begin to direct the consciousness to create and stimulate neuronal growth, dendritic growth, so that literally a neurologic, neurochemical path, highway is created through your brain that will take you to these different areas. So it's very important that you learn these techniques, and they will allow you to actualize the different areas of the brain that will expose you to different frequencies of energy that you then can learn how to control and then modulate and utilize in your everyday experiences. Now listen very carefully to what I'm telling you, because I'm telling you the neurophysiology, the neurobiology of how you can become Eric, the gentleman in the X-Men who has infrared laser vision, or how you can become Storm, or how you can become Mystique. And it's very interesting about Mystique, because Mystique has the capability of utilizing the mimic neuron. Now, these are very important neurons, because this is how everybody learns in the uterus. And then once they're born, these are the first neurons that are scanning the environment. They're listening to sound. They're looking at color. They're looking at shape. They're looking at human expression and repeating it instantly. So this is why when you smile at the baby after 1 or 2 days, the baby basically smiles back. It recognizes, oh, okay, I'm supposed to stimulate that. The mimic neurons have taken a picture, and the baby begins to smile. It mimics all these things in the environment, and we keep these neurons throughout our entire life. They're very, very important. And people who have really sharp, efficient mimic neurons are able to emulate a person after they hear them. Just one time, they can hear their voice, they look at their hand expression, face expression, and they're actually able to imitate them instantly. Yeah, they're doing that through the mimic neurons. That's what the mimic neurons can do. They can go back and draw a picture, mimic neurons. They are instant Polaroid cameras. See, everything outside of us exists in the body. So the Polaroid camera takes a picture, instantly able to reproduce the result, the mimic neurons do this. And so, therefore, learning how to control the mimic neurons, learning how to create highways of neurochemical pathways, electromagnetic pathways throughout the brain so that the consciousness can go to these areas to elicit different capabilities is very important. So, Mystique is able, through her mimic neurons, take a picture of the individual, down to the detail of what they have on and immediately relay that to the cells of her body, and they immediately transform to take on that image. Profile. That is the highest level of activity that the mimic neurons can accomplish. We have this capability in our own bodies. It's just a matter of what you choose, what area of the brain that you want to master. And it goes on and on and on. But you got to learn how to get around the brain. You got to learn how to be able to create the highways, the streets, the pathways to do that. And this is what we're going to do. Now, Spring Fling, March 21st to March 24th. And we are not just keeping this only for people who have completed the basic program. If you're on our program right now, you are definitely invited to this, because if you learn these disciplines, these activities now, as you continue to re-engineer the brain to stimulate further growth and development of the neurons, the dendrites, by the time you finish the program, you will be very, very pleased at how you have already directed the neurons of your brain not only to return to their default universal neurologic logic pattern for nerve tissue, but also to you've begun to create your own pathways and highways in your own brain of neurologic tissue as to the areas of the brain that you want to consciously reside in to elicit the results that you want. Cavitation, super speed, if that is what you like, incredible memory, capacity to literally become telekinetic, that is where you can actually move objects with your thoughts, to activate capabilities of utilizing higher frequencies, infrared, laser, ultraviolet. Yeah, you can do this. Okay, telepathy, sending and receiving, all of these things are capable. It just requires you to know and to learn a technique that allows you to access these areas of the brain. So one of the most important techniques that I'm excited about is how to be able to use the grid of the body to rekindle and re-energize areas of the body that may be low in energy because of trauma or inordinate aging, et cetera. You can literally regenerate these areas too. So these are the things we're going to be doing. Simple techniques, for example, that have been used for ages, but we're going to teach at least about 5 or 6 techniques, and we're asking everyone who comes to the conference to pick 2, just 2. Do those every day and see what happens. Because obviously you can learn them all, but pick 2, practice those every day, and you'd be surprised at the results that you will obtain and what you'll be able to do in your life. This is available to all of us, but just like anything else, you have to first balance the brain. Corpus callosum has to be stabilized. Information has to be able to electromagnetically, neurochemically move from the right and the left hemisphere of the brain without problem. Once that's done, now we can begin to create neuronal, electromagnetic highways throughout the brain to access any area that you would like. Now, I'm going to talk about in more detail what this means. I have an incredible little article here, very interesting. It's called The Science of Awakening, and it was produced quite a while ago, 2007. Millions and millions of articles have come out of many of these research laboratories that are just waiting to be introduced to you in the general public. But you have to, obviously, first of all, want to know about this area of the body and to recognize what it can do. And then now this kind of research becomes relevant. And this is what we do in the Dr. Jewel Brain Balance Alliance. The wonderful family of people who have balanced brains, and what we do is we study latest articles, science, research. It's wonderful. One of the things that we're tackling now is the personality, so important to understand that archetype. You are not a personality. You are something so far, far greater. And that is why it's important that you understand what the personality is, how it's been controlling your body, and how you want to take your power back. Very, very important. But we can't begin to really understand that and go on that journey of becoming a true sovereign being without a personality until both hemispheres of the brain are communicating. It's very important. So join us on March 21st to the 24th for our spring fling, because we are going to learn the disciplines that are going to allow us, with the upsurgence of energy coming from the earth and her biological new year, where now all the plants are going to become enlivened and energized, and with you then now recognizing that this energy is also available for you, it will also assist you in laying down these new highways and pathways in your brain, so that by the time harvest season comes, October, November of 2013, the powers you will have, your choice, the powers you will have, amazing, amazing. So all of these things I've been reading for thousands of years about what other people could do, et cetera, and nobody really knew about it. We just thought we had to go to the mountains just to get these things done. Not true at all. All you have to do is be willing, literally, to find a nice, quiet, beautiful spot that you like, where now you can put the body into action, learn how to be able to center the consciousness of your awareness, etc., and with just a few tools, you can do many, many, many things. So it's time now to go inward, to develop the inner capabilities, so that the 21st century, 2013 and beyond, will be everything that you desire. And you'll understand why, because you'll be capable of contributing directly to the results that you would like. So let's have a message from our sponsor, and let's talk more about these different areas of the brain that we are going to be creating highways to and from in our spring fling in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And you'd be surprised at what these segments of the brain can do. Fabulous. And for those of you who are balanced, don't forget, go to the website, jewel@thejewelnetwork.net, and see the invitation there for the Dr. Jewel Brain Balance Alliance, and join the Align Neurons newsletter. Be coming out soon, so look forward to that. That is available to our Brain Balance Alliance individuals. So enjoy. Wonderful. We're so excited about the family. So please join us. We're looking for a worldwide family of balanced brains. So join us. I'll be right back.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. An incredible volume of work, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
Well, if you're just tuning in, wonderful. You've tuned in to the Dr. Jewel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this show is being brought to you by the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and living on the Jewel Network. Visit us at www.thejewelnetwork.net. Now, we've been talking about the brain, as usual, and how it's time now, if you've completed the basic balancing program, to start learning how to create highways, thoroughfares, expressways through the brain, by aligning the neuronal, axonal growth, and dendritic growth of the neurons, so so that you can travel around your brain to any segment to actualize any particular trait or capability that that specific area of the brain may house, control, dominate, and emanate over the physical body. And so most of us have not thought about the fact that people like David Blaine are living examples of how they are able to move their consciousness to certain areas of the brain where they can levitate at will, they are telepathic at will, that they can increase their strength at will, they have total control over the major organs, their lungs, their eyesight, etc., because they are able to move to these areas of the brain and give specific directives as to how these areas are to impart data to the information so they can achieve with the body what it is that they image to experience. And as you watch it, them do it, you also indirectly experience what they are directly experiencing, experienced by their capacity to travel throughout their brain and consciousness and to give these directives. Now, the science of awakening, and this is the time now for us to realize that the world is all that it is and far, far, far more. And how do we know what the far, far more is? And that is by activating areas of the brain that we've never used before. Going to those areas in consciousness, giving commands and directives while in that area of the brain, and then the body getting the neurochemical directives will then change its function to allow you to have a totally different experience in the same body. Now, interesting enough, the science of awakening. And, of course, you know, we've been hearing since 1986 about becoming aware and an awakened being. Well, what does that really mean? And most of us are thinking that it's, ooh, something woo-woo way out there outside of us, et cetera. Perhaps we can find it in a self-help book or someone can help teach it to us. And that contributes, but as everything else, it originates from within the body once your consciousness has entertained the idea and has imaged that you want to have that experience of awakening. So, recent advances in brain research using brain imaging techniques such as the SPECT scans, the fMRIs, and the EEGs have indicated that the human brain is already hardwired for enlightenment. You are already hardwired for enlightenment. It's not anything that you have to go out and do or out and see. You have to go inward. You have to be focused and give directives to this brain. That's why you've got to learn how to create literally the neural highway, the neural pathways throughout the brain so that you can, in consciousness, move around it to activate these segments of the brain that will allow you to experience life and light in ways that you have never perceived before. So it seems that the brain, over millions of years of evolution, has been prepared for the experience of unity with the cosmos or oneness with, quote, God. Now, awakening depends on a shift in what? In brain function. Isn't it interesting? So, now this article talks about the fact that you have to move your awareness, your consciousness. You've got to be able to move from what is known as the parietal lobes of the brain to the prefrontal cortex, or the front part of the brain. This is the part that I always talk about, the prefrontal cortex, or the neocortex. You've got to move from the parietal area to the frontal cortex area. Now, it's very interesting. why do you want to move to the frontal cortex? Why not to the occipital lobe? Why not to the temporal lobe? Why not to the cerebellum? Why not to the thalamus or the medulla? These are all different segments of the brain that have different capabilities experienced through the body. So enlightenment, by definition, from the observation of the brain, from a SPECT scan, from an MRI, from an EEG, shows that it is the front part of the brain that allows the human being to have an expanded cosmic awareness. So it's very interesting that that would be the case, because this new part of the brain, known as the neocortex or the frontal lobe, are the part of the brain that allows the human being to have the highest, most intense impact and the greatest capability of all living organisms on the planet. It is the area of the brain for the evolved human. That's why it's called neo, Latin for new. So the newest area of the brain, only present in Homo sapiens, in human beings, in the front of your head, behind the forehead, known as the neocortex or the frontal lobe, gives you particular capabilities and experiences. Now, you use some of those capabilities because it is the frontal lobe where your consciousness resides when you are using your willpower. It is the frontal lobes of the brain that give instructions to the body that allows you to focus. So when you decide that you want to focus your attention, to focus your energy, your consciousness had to move to the frontal lobes of the brain. That then stimulated those neurons to give chemical, electromagnetic directives to the cells of the body, and you could focus, that you could now direct your energy. Also, it is the experience of oneness with all things that occurs only in the frontal lobe, the prefrontal cortex. So when you see the experience where an individual is able to walk through walls, how did that happen? Well, when you are totally able to activate the prefrontal cortex, your awareness of there being a separation between you and anything else doesn't exist. It does not exist. And so, therefore, the wall is not a barrier to you when your awareness is in the prefrontal cortex. So, therefore, it's like, okay, there's a wall, but that is not a limiting factor. And, therefore, the body, as well as you and consciousness, go straight through it. Oh, yes, very much so. So it's no different than what happens when a person firewalks. And Tony Robbins teaches this. It was a great metaphor that he used, transforming fear into power, that when he was able to get your attention 100% focused in the prefrontal cortex, you could walk hot, cold, and your tissues on your feet never recoiled, never burned. Amazing, but millions of people have done this with him. And they don't have second or third degree burns on their feet. Obviously, they would have probably railroaded Tony Robbins off the planet. So why didn't their feet burn? Because everybody socialized to think that fire really burns. It's not an unjust socialization, because we know that people who have not learned how to get around their brain and their consciousness only resides, for example, in this case, in the parietal lobes, the information sent to the tissues from the prefrontal cortex has not occurred. And so, therefore, information from the parietal lobes does not inhibit the tissues of the body from seeing fire in a totally different way and responding differently. So if your awareness is in the parietal lobes, yes, fire will destroy your tissues. If your awareness is in the prefrontal cortex, fire does not do that. That's why we have cult the yogis throughout India and Tibet and all these other places. They can hang themselves up on hooks and just do all kind of things. But they are in consciousness in the prefrontal cortex. They have a huge highway of neurons that they created by doing the simple disciplines on a regular basis, where they can move their consciousness to the prefrontal cortex, and the body does not respond to pain, doesn't respond to being pierced by nails. The body doesn't even allow the nail to penetrate the skin when they're in the prefrontal cortex. So they're sleeping on beds of nails, standing on beds of nails, they're hooking hooks and hanging themselves up for hours because the prefrontal cortex programs the tissues to have a different response to the experience. So obviously, because most people are still walking around with their consciousness only residing in the parietal lobes or even in other areas of the brain, the more primitive areas of the brain, central areas of the brain, their tissues have different experiences. This is very, very important to get. Now, we're talking about this in 2013. If I had said this in 1970, oh, my goodness. Okay, all kinds of things would have happened, even though the research is available. But nurturing and evolution had to occur socially for people to become much more comfortable with accepting that they are more, that they can be more, that they can do more, that they can know more and experience more if they begin to cultivate themselves. Cultivate the self. And the first thing that you want to do is to cultivate the brain. That's what the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program is all about. Now, let's go on a little further here because I really want you to get this before we go to our sponsors here. And, of course, if you have questions, you can always call me at 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531. Now, we have to give credit where credit is due. This gentleman has really made an incredible contribution to us. Andrew Newberg, Dr. Andrew Newberg, professor of nuclear medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. He has written a book, and the name of this book is incredible. You should get it. What's the name of the book? Why God Won't Go Away. Why God Won't Go Away. So it's very interesting because with all this research that he's done, he has decided that there has to be a bridge created between what has been known as religion and science. And so, therefore, in his attempt to bridge science and spirit, Dr. Newberg studied 8 Tibetan Buddhist practitioners doing meditation using a speck scan. The images he captured showed that the brain's prefrontal cortex during deep meditation lit up in a red color, indicating an increase in blood flow and neural activity in that area. Now, at the same time, to his surprise, the upper rear part of the brain called the parietal area turned a dark blue shade, indicating that there was a sudden drop of brain activity in that area. Now, Dutch Newberg has gone on to create a classification here of different areas of the brain. And so Dr. Newberg calls the parietal area, or areas where there is a decreased activity, the orientation association area. So now this is Dr. Newberg's theory. He theorizes that when the meditators withdrew from the outside world, that is the world that you know about every day, going and coming, your job, the church, the PTAs, the soccer, the ball games, the social clubs, your bowling. When you withdraw from this outside world activity, sensory input into the orientation association areas is blocked, and the neural activity in that area is shut down. Correspondingly, at the same time, due to the intense concentration on a particular sound, which is called a mantra, or on what the individual images as God or a higher evolved icon, such as a guru, the prefrontal cortex or the attention associated area is strongly activated and will now assume the role as the brain's new experiential area. So what did he demonstrate? He demonstrated that because you can move your consciousness specifically to a different area of the brain, you will have a totally different experience known as your life. You will totally change the quality of your life by being able to learn how to move your consciousness to different locations in the brain. This is very important to do, and as we have always said here at the Dr. Jill Balancing Program, it's very difficult to move that consciousness around when there is a huge chasm down the middle of your brain. How are you going to basically get to the opposite side of your brain? There's nothing there but space. There's nothing there but fluid. How are you going to get across? That's part of my lectures I give. How do you get across? The area that you want to go to have the experience you want, is on the opposite side of your head in a whole different lobe of the brain. How are you going to get across? And that is what the basic Dr. Jewel Balancing Program does. It creates and activates the dormant little bridge known as the corpus callosum. And over time, it literally causes all the neurons and dendrites to build bridges at different levels until eventually you have a whole brain. There's no chasm down the middle of your head anymore. Amazing. And it's so simple to do. Just a 15-minute focus. And now it's no problem for you to say, oh, yeah, I want to go to the left ventral lateral medial area of the prefrontal cortex because that is a specific area that does some incredible things. We'll talk about that at another time. But you can be just that specific and zoom right over there once you've created your highway. So it's just like going into a new town. And it's like, okay, where I live right now, there's a whole new Walmart that's being built in what was a little woods. And it was amazing to see how they brought the trucks in. That's focused consciousness. They went through and cleared the big trees and everything. And so the lumber companies came and took out the big trunks. And then they got all the stubble up and everything. And now they're actually laying down a whole new consciousness that the whole community is going to know about and experience. But that's what you have to do to your brain. So you have to go there, and you've got to focus your consciousness. And those neurons then will say, okay, energy is here, and so we're going to grow ourselves, and we're going to lay these axons down and these dendrites so that you can pass and come into this area. So you have to create highways and go through the brush, through the weeds and things, to lay down a pathway of tissue that you can zoom your consciousness through. No different than what we do to make a city. This is what we talk about, is that every city literally mimics how the general layout of everybody's brain who lives in the city is orientated, the neurons and the axons. That's why some people just can't stay in some cities. Nothing wrong with the city, but the orientation and how the streets have been laid down are very, very different than how the neurons and axons of the brain of that individual is laid down. So unless that person is willing to disconnect the axons and reconnect them following the template and the pathway of the city, which is literally an exteriorization of how the collective community's neurons are aligned, the individual's like, I can't get around that place, I don't like that place, whatever else. They don't recognize that it's just my neurons are literally laid down and orientated quite differently. And I did not want to make the adaptation. That is how it will be expressed from the mind of a scientist. Yeah. So our sponsors have a message for us right now, and we'll be right back. And again, I really want to finish this because I really want you to understand why 2013 spring fleeing at the vernal equinox is so important to help us lay down these new pathways in our brain. So join me, but I'll be right back right after this message. So call me. That is 7. Oh, it's so exciting. 347-215-9531. I'll be right back after this message.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Just tuning in, well, welcome. This has been the Dr. Jewel, the Jewel's Balancing Program, and I'm your host, Dr. Jewel. This show is being brought to you by the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the science of life and living on the Jewel Network. Visit us, www.thejewelnetwork.net. Now, we've been talking about some very interesting things here. We've been talking about the fact that, first of all, you want to balance that brain because there are areas of your brain that you definitely want to visit this lifetime. This is the time to literally go traveling around your brain. We talk about traveling around the world outside of us, but we haven't gone very many places at all in our own brain. Well, guess what? It's time for you to start traveling around that brain, and you will find that travel becomes so much easier when the brain has become unified, that is balanced, that you can easily move from right to left hemisphere of the brain. How do you do that? Excuse me. Sacred geometry allows that to happen. That's what we talk about, re-engineering the brain and balancing both hemispheres of the brain. So joining the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program with a simple 15-minute discipline every day causes the major neurons of the brain to connect and fully develop so that your consciousness can travel easily between the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. Wow, what happens because of that? So many things. Resolution of chronic health disorders. Increased mental acuity. You can pay attention and concentrate. Increased memory capability. Calmness, because now you have many more neurons to process an experience. And the consciousness is naturally going to start exploring and moving to these new areas of the brain. People begin to recognize that there are certain things that they couldn't do, and now they can. We talk about tissues functioning better. We had one lady just write us and say, oh, my God, I've just been looking at these symbols, balancing my brain for just 2 weeks. I've never been able to see this well before. So the neurologic functionality is heightened and balanced. So we see a lot of different things, blood pressure lowered, et cetera. But most of all, what I like is that people are calmer. And what they thought was a reality and what they thought was the only solution to a problem, they're amazed to recognize, wow, I could respond to this totally different. And all these years, I only had one response to this. And now I can respond totally different. You have people who've been on the program a while. They recognize, oh, my goodness, I would have just totally been devastated with this experience. It happened again. And guess what? I didn't even respond. I didn't even see the need to. I had no idea that it was something that didn't even require my attention. And I would have been devastated for the rest of the day. So why is that? Why did something bother me so intensely? And then now, here a year later, I recognize there's no need to respond. Well, we're going to answer that question through the weeks. But I tell you, when you can actualize and access more information, when more neurons are processing an experience, the total collection of input and output is totally different. The brain says, oh, okay, you know, we had 100,000 neurons process this experience. There's no need to really respond. This is where we're going to focus. In the past, when you only had 10,000 neurons, that was stressful. Oh, my God, kill it. That was the response before. Shut it down. Now it's like no need to respond because you have many, many more neurons that are processing the same experience. What does that mean? A different experience, a different world, a different quality of life. So recognizing here, what do the parietal lobes do? Orientation in space, distinction between the self and the world, seat of what we perceive the mind and of the ego. So, in summary, Dr. Newberg, again, professor of nuclear medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, in his book, Why God Won't Go Away, he recognizes that when you have the capacity to connect neurologically different parts of the brain where your attention can move around two different areas of the brain, you have a total different experience in the same body, but how the world looks outside of you has totally changed. So, therefore, the capacity to move your awareness to different parts of the brain also can treat different diseases or disorders. For example, an individual has some very traumatic experience. The neurons of the brain that have processed that trauma will continuously send out electromagnetic impulses and neurochemistry into the bloodstream, which keeps the body thinking that it's still experiencing that trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder. When we are able to assist that individual to move his or her awareness to a different area of the brain and hold it there, the neurons that have experienced stress stop secreting neurochemistry. They stop responding to neural impulses. Why? Because the blood supply is diminished. Wherever there's consciousness, there is blood supply. When the blood supply diminishes, tissue function diminishes. And so, therefore, by sending an individual's consciousness to a new area of the brain, the area that has been disturbed by the perception of experiences now literally can be shut down, and the individual is fine and can move on with their life in a totally new way. So this has allowed us to open up to recognize that by building highways in the brain, by allowing the axons and the dendrites of the neurons to completely grow and develop, we can send our consciousness to new areas of the brain, or different areas of the brain, and have totally different experiences at will. This is very important, and balancing the brain, re-engineering the brain, is the foundational step to allow you to begin to travel throughout your brain. But without the unification of the right and the left hemisphere of the brain, you're going to go to, guess what, the end of the world in your own mind, in your own head, because you haven't united the hemispheres. And perhaps that was what the problem was for so long with individuals who thought that the world was flat. They just reached literally the wall of their own brain. And so what could be beyond that? Bleakness, nothingness relative to your awareness, because your awareness could not flow further into the other hemisphere of the brain. So therefore you reach the what we call the longitudinal sulcus of the brain. There's nothing beyond that, no more brain tissue, because the neurons haven't grown beyond that, so that's the end of the world. That's the end of reality for you. Well, isn't that interesting? It's time now that you recognize that the world is limitless on its surface as well as underneath it and also all around it. But you have to have neuronal connections that will allow you to explore what is available. And that happens when there is a unification of the two hemispheres of the brain. So join us in this new capability. Re-engineer the brain. Balance your brain so that you can then begin to take the first steps in building highways and pathways to allow you to experience these new realities. Awaken yourself. Become enlightened by traveling through your own brain. And first of all, take care of the biggest issue, which is eliminating the division between the two hemispheres. You've got a whole world here that's been divided in half. How can you really know what is real? What is real? How do you really know what the big reality is when you haven't brought and created a bridge between the right and the left hemisphere of the brain so that you can cross over and see for yourself the greater capability? You're still standing on one side of your brain, of your reality, trying to judge everything. Now, you know that feeling. It's impossible. When you can cross over and then look behind you from where you come and then look at what's ahead of you, now I think that your conclusions are much more accurate. And we all just have to logically agree with that. But when you know that you are on only one edge of your reality because you have not taken the time, you've not done anything to balance the brain, to connect and make sure that all the neurons on the right and left side are communicating, then you know that you're missing quite a lot out of reality. And to say that this is how life is, as you know, cannot be accurate. It cannot be accurate. There's far, far more. It's waiting there for you. All you have to do is take the first step and let's begin to build a bridge in your inner self, in your great, great mental library, the brain. It's your brain. Let's use it. This is what's available in the 21st century. I love it. This is great. So thanks, Dr. Newberg, Professor of Nuclear Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, for letting us know that you want to come into more awareness. You want to come into, quote, more light. Light brings what? Information. It shows you more. It allows you to see and know more. You've got to be able to travel there. And you have a huge division down the middle of your brain. So you want to know the whole, not just part of it. So let's build that bridge. And join us for our spring fling, because then that's when we teach you, once you literally have made the connection to the right and left hemisphere of the brain, now we can teach you how you can literally clear out and stimulate the neurons to make a lovely, easy path for you and consciousness to travel throughout your own brain. It's amazing what happens when many people testify to this. Thank you. On Thursday, that's the show. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network.
For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.